have great pleasure in welcoming my first of tonight's guests into the studio, Will Gethin. Good evening, Will. How are you?
Good evening, Steve. I'm well, but...
you can be honest.
I've been very full today, busy organising this conference.
Of course. Sure
we'll be talking about.
Take a few deep breaths, relax, meditate for 30 seconds, and then...
Exactly.
I know a little bit about this conference, but for listeners this evening, what is this event all about? I will let you tell the story.
Well, thank you, Steve. This event is all about offering a spiritual response to the ecological crisis. So we have a conference, its name is Future Now, and it's about addressing the future. So what are we doing now, or what should we be doing now, to make sure that we can sustain our planet for future generations? Because at the moment, as we're all aware, the planet's in trouble. We're reaching a tipping point. And people just carry on as normal, doing the usual thing, and slightly turning a blind eye. Well, hopefully it'll all sort itself out. Mm. But of course, it might do for us for the next few years, but when it comes to the next generation, will we actually have a planet that's actually livable on and that they can enjoy and be happy and have healthy lives on? It's offering people the opportunity to come together and have a collective shared experience of exploring ways to sustain our future. Uh-huh. We've got some great speakers like Satish Kumar.
Before you go on, Will, I mean, did you time this specifically right? Because, I mean, it was only a few days ago that they announced over 800 scientists have given this stark warning that if we don't do something about the situation now, if we leave it much longer, it's going to be too late.
Well, arguably, for a lot of people, they say it is too late, but then others say that, you know, we can adjust and still handle whatever we need to handle. But yeah, the stark reality is that things are pretty bad and we need to make some serious changes and be responsible to all do that in our daily lives rather than just sort of keep hoping it'll sort itself out.
What can people expect at the conference?
Well, they can expect to have a really enlightening, uplifting day with some fantastic speakers. We have Satish Kumar, the celebrated Earth pilgrim, who is famous for making some amazing pilgrimages halfway across the world for peace, including one where he walked with no money from, I think it was from India through Pakistan, all the way to England and eventually over to the USA as well. And incredible man, and he is the editor-in-chief of Resurgence magazine. He'll be a fantastic speaker talking about sacred nature and how important it is for us all to really revere nature and get in touch with the sacredness of nature again as a starting point to really understand or care enough about the Earth to make the necessary changes. We'll have Peter Owen Jones, the extreme pilgrim from the BBC TV programmes, who has explored faith around the world. He'll be talking about his vision for a new humanity. We have Joe Hoare, the laughing yogi, who'll be having a nice bit of playful time teaching us that laughter and playfulness and lightness are an important part of a better future. We'll have Tim Freake, the cutting-edge modern mystic, sharing about love and how love is the one thing that can save the world, and we have to really tap into that energy of love. And we'll have Chloe Goodchild, the sacred voice pioneer, giving us some wonderful sacred sounds and voice and chanting opportunities, interactive, to really get people into their hearts on the day. So it's not all this just heady talk stuff. It'll be also a really heartfelt experience with Chloe, also with some meditation and mindfulness sort of thrown in with the sound. So yeah, those are the speakers. In between all that, there'll be breakout and discussion groups where people can come together and explore together, look, asking themselves, how am I caring for myself? How can I care for myself better? What are the stumbling blocks? How can we care for others better? How can we care for our planet better? And looking at what they can do differently. And then towards the end of the day, when all the talks and presentations have happened and they've done some original work in groups, they get to come together with the speakers and choose a speaker to go into a group with to really start to bring together their action points for what they want to do personally to be responsible for being the change, to make changes in their own lifestyles, to help create a better future for everybody. And so that's what it's all about.
We'll talk about the venue and the date in a moment, but what type of people do you think are going to take advantage of this fantastic conference?
Well, I'm sure we'll have a pretty eclectic mix from people who are sort of at the harder end of the green campaigning, maybe already doing a lot and want to do more, through to people coming in from the sort of well-being side of it who are interested in spirituality and meditation and yoga, but maybe not necessarily so green, but they're interested in that side of things too because they all tie up, to people who are literally just curious and like kind of know that the Earth's in danger, know they should be doing something, not quite sure what, but they're turning up and eager to find out more, and maybe coming from a slightly more less informed place, but nonetheless with a willingness. And so we'll be really impressing the importance at the beginning of the day that there's no judgment here. It's like everyone is arriving wherever they're at, and they need to be free to be honest and totally relaxed about where they're at, and not feeling ashamed because they're not doing this or not doing that, and just all be in the journey together, just sharing honestly and moving forward as best they can.
How long has this conference been in the making?
Several months, Steve, several months. It all started with a lunch with Peter Owen Jones back in January when he said he wanted to talk about the future and address these important issues and asked if I had been interested in putting on an event, and I said, yeah, let's do it. Well, actually, I only agreed to it finally in May, end of May, but the idea was sort of growing and percolating between January and May, and then in May, myself and Joe Hall, my co-organiser, met up and decided to go for it, and we've been planning it since then over a number of coffees at the Bristolian Cafe in Bristol and in our own time back at our desks, bringing this together ever since and sort of gradually building frenetically these last few weeks when it all suddenly becomes incredibly busy, as these things tend to be.
Will, this is your opportunity now just to relax a little while. We're going to have a little bit of music now. So
wonderful.
Relax. Meditate if you wish. We can all meditate together, especially...
Yep.
Oh, Burgess isn't here. He's the one that's going to benefit from all this. But anyway, we'll be back in a moment after this. And that was another Tree track. That was Tree Song. Joining me in the studio is Will Gethin, and Will is... Are you one of the organisers or the main organiser, Will, for this event?
I'm one of the organisers, Steve. It's myself and my company, Conscious Frontiers, together with the laughing yogi, Joe Hoare, who's a laughter therapist and author of a very good book called Awakening the Laughing Buddha Within,
right.
Co-author with the legendary Barefoot Doctor, who you may have heard of.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yes, what an interesting... The Barefoot Doctor, very interesting.
Yes, indeed. Mm. And I've hosted him for a number of talks in the past for various events I've put on. But, yeah, so Conscious Frontiers represents a number of speakers, including Joe, including Peter Owen Jones, including Tim Freak, who are all on the event, as an agent. It also does communications and publicity, promoting various organisations that are doing positive things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it also is putting on now events like this. Mm-hmm. So it's these three elements, but all about raising consciousness and sending positive ripples out into the world, help people sort of help create a better, sustainable planet.
Do you think we can get all the world leaders to go to this event on Saturday? They might sit up and take notice.
Yes, we're working on that. We've got a few RSVPs coming in, some surprise names. We'll hold back on announcing those till later.
I find it difficult to believe that we've got so many scientists giving out this advice and information and vital information and in stark reality, really, but nobody seems to be wanting to take it on board. And like you said earlier, somebody else will pick up the pieces, somebody else will do it, or we'll deal with it in a few years' time. But it's not like that, is it? This is something that really does have to be dealt with now.
Well, yeah, I'm no environmental expert personally, but I think the general gist is that people in charge of vast, great corporations have too much to lose by taking notice, so therefore nothing gets done. People with the power and the money, whose money is invested in keeping things the way they are because it suits them and that suits their bank balances and the businesses, means that very little gets to happen.
Sure. I mean, how do you get the message over to people that, you know, we need to act now? I mean, this conference obviously is a fantastic way.
Well, funny enough, this conference originally, the idea was, Peter and Jones' suggestion was to really take this above the radar, this whole subject of the future. It's very much out there in arguably sort of, you know, fringe or greener movements or spiritual movements. But in terms of mainstream reality, business people, government, is it really hitting in? And Peter wanted to sort of address, you know, business leaders, politicians with this stuff, you know, that, you know, you can no longer ignore this. It's all too important. But we ultimately decided that maybe not quite ready to listen yet and just keep the grassroots movement. The more people that start to grow in awareness and take action, that spreads, and the more voices are out there, you know, making a noise, that the less people can really ignore it. It's a balance again. It's just a tipping point, and at a certain point it all has to change, and change has got to be coming, really. Conference actually is inspired by a book, an anthology of essays written or put together by an American Sufi leader. I say American, he's actually English, but he's based in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
The book is called Spiritual Ecology, The Cry of the Earth. And it's a collection of essays by leading ecological thinkers, including Satish Kumar is one of them, and who's at our conference. And one of the essays is written by the world-renowned Zen leader called Thich Nhat Hanh. And in his essay, Thich talks about the bells of mindfulness. He says, the earth is crying out in pain. It's alive like a human body. It's in pain. It's been desecrated and destroyed. and all the things that are happening, well, both happening and predicted to happen more, from hurricanes to floods to droughts to, you know, potential sort of, on the back of all these sort of natural disasters and happenings in global warming, potential sort of mass social unrest, poverty, disease, death, all these things are what Thich Nhat Hanh is calling bells of mindfulness. So he's saying, you know, you've got to wake up and hear the bells before it's too late. We can't keep ignoring them. You know, wake up and hear these bells, and everyone has to start taking responsibility in their own lives to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And to be mindful and to wake up to compassion and loving kindness, both for ourselves, for other people, and for the earth itself.
Why do you think people have lost touch with nature and the planet and wildlife?
Well, I think it's just the ever-growing, ever-pacing consumer materialist culture we live in, where everyone's chasing the clock, time is money, everything is based on money, everything is based on, or has been based on, the sort of dominant philosophy of the last however many hundred years, which goes back, I think, to sort of people like Descartes in 1600, around that sort of time, when they started sort of this whole philosophy that actually Earth is separate, we can dominate nature for economic gain, and through that process, we've severed ourselves from our connection with nature and seen it separate and seen it as something that we can control, rather than something that is actually, you know, part of us as a part of a living whole. The earth is a living whole that we're all interconnected parts of, and what we do to ourselves, we do to nature. So I guess sort of through that process, it's been a gradual sort of severing, and we've been in this fast consumer-driven culture where we spend less and less time in nature, more and more time on our computers, more and more shut off from each other as well, and cut off from the sort of life force, this earth connection.
Mark, do you have a question?
Well, I was just going to say, whether you're spiritual or not, the survival of the planet is the survival of us, isn't it? So having as many people on board with this as possible is a really good idea. And I think living in this country, we're perhaps a bit more removed from the kind of spiritual ecology, because not many of our main religions put nature at the centre of it.
Yeah.
But there's lots of other worldwide religions, indigenous teachings that do have nature at the centre of it.
Yeah.
And for me personally, they're very interesting from a botanical perspective, because the sort of main teachers of those religions are also the people that know the most about nature and the most about plants. I was just wondering, is that any kind of theme for the event on Saturday, taking some of the teachings from other religions that do have nature at their heart?
I would imagine that'll be touched on by at least a couple of the talks, probably Peter Owen Jones, as an Anglican vicar who has explored different faiths, will certainly be looking at the decline of Christianity and, you know, what is the new sacred, what needs to replace, what will replace Christianity. Churches are generally closing down, people are becoming less interested, it's less engaging or relevant to people's lives. So what is next? And he'll be impressing the importance of the sacredness of nature as part of, you know, what should be part of the new sacred, and what is becoming, perhaps for a lot of people, part of the new sacred, and has been and still is for, as you say, for many indigenous people and related religions, and how that's a very important thing to do, to revere nature.
Being a vegetarian, it's not difficult, is it?
No. Well, it was when I first started.
Right.
Back in, that would have been 1980-something, rather. But, yeah, I mean, it's so easy. There's so much choice out there now as well. I never have a problem going to restaurants or, you know, with my shopping. It's absolutely fine.
I should be going to Marrakesh in a few weeks' time, and I'm not sure how I'm going to cope with my veganism over there. However... Yeah, right. So.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
I shall be eating avocados from morning to night. How lovely.
You'll be very
sure
regular anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll find your veg there.
This sounds like an absolutely fascinating event, but if people want to find out more, where is it? What do they do? How do they get tickets? How much does it cost? Will, over to you.
It's at the Trinity Centre, that very funky converted church just down the road from here, in Trinity Road, Bristol. So it's off the end of the Stapleton Road as you go towards Old Market. It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. The website for more information, it's quite a long address actually, but I'll tell it to you. It's Future Now, so the word future, the word now, .conscious, which has an SC in the middle, frontiers.com. So futurenow.consciousfrontiers.com. If, however, you haven't got a pen handy and that feels a little bit complicated to write down, if you Google Future Now Spiritual Ecology Conference, even Bristol on the end, you're sure to find what you need to find. And you get tickets via Eventbrite, but you can pick up the link for that from the site. If you get stuck, you can always call myself or Joe. My mobile is 0775204833. Tickets at this stage, all the early birds are gone, so we're up to full price tickets at £55. Mm-hmm. You'll save £10 if you buy that by Friday afternoon. And then on Saturday, you pay £65 on the door.
Okay, we'll put that telephone number and a link to the website on a Facebook page, which is where, Mr. John Henry Sartain?
Shepherd's Way, Bristol.
Thank you
very
much.
Please look us up and like us.
Absolutely. Will Gethin, it's been fascinating talking to you once again about this event. We hope it goes really well.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you for the opportunity to tell you all about it.
Excellent. Will, thank you very much indeed.
Many thanks.